all three phases contributed to the win yesterday, and we've got a very good Carolina team coming in here. Obviously, they're playing a game tonight, and so we need to have a great week of preparation.
Joe, with the investigation going on this week, the investigator player said that he wanted to talk to possibly every player. Is that going to be disruptive, or are they going to be interrupting meetings? Have you worked out a schedule there?
Well, again, they're in charge of the review process. I believe they've released a statement. And as we've said from day one, we're going to fully cooperate. And so I'm going to let the statement that they released stand by. And I'm here to talk about, obviously, football.
What's the mood of the locker room today?
Well, the players, they're here to lift. We have no meetings today. They're going to lift three different kind of groups. So I've been watching the tape and in coaches' meetings. So,
logistically, though, is it going to be a strange week for you guys? Or is you able to stick to schedule? Or is that?
Oh, yeah, we're sticking to the schedule. We're going to be fine.
So what advice would you have for your players and your coaches on how to handle this unique situation?
Again, I'm here to talk about football. So we know reviews here. They've released a statement. Until the thing's complete, you know, take a look at that statement. That's what we're going to be talking about for the week.
As far as putting together a game plan for Carolina, because they play tonight, are you offering the days off at all? Will you still practice tomorrow and Thursday off?
No, we're going to practice tomorrow and have Thursday off, just like you mentioned, Josh. I mean, there's obviously, with nine games in, there's a bunch of film we already have. And, you know, certainly there'll be some wrinkles and things we may have to tweak a little bit once we study the tape, but.
After watching the tape, your evaluation of the offensive line with all the different personnel you had in there, and especially how the new parts performed?
Yeah, I thought they hung in there. I thought they competed hard. There's still work to be done, a lot of improvement we can still make. But I thought I thought the effort was good. I thought they communicated pretty well for the most part. We didn't have a lot of mental mistakes and mental errors. But, I thought it was good.
Joe, have you glanced at the standings today, and have you?
I haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance.
What do you think of your playoff chances at this point?
I'm really focused on this. I think I told the team in the locker room this might be as hot a football team as there is in the league coming in here based on what happens tonight. I know they didn't get off to a great, great start, but they've been playing extremely well. So we got to take care of business. We've got a very good team. We're playing at home. And so we're going to be focused on that.
Joe, I know that you try to be professional as players, coaches, no matter what the situation. But in your experience, can you compare what it's like in the last several weeks of a season when you're in the playoff hunt versus teams that you may have been associated with that are out of the playoff hunt?
Yeah, I think, like you mentioned, it's most important to, you know, remember that you are professional. And when the schedule comes out, you know, you know you have 16 regular season opportunities to go out there and perform at a high level. And as a player and a coach, I think you have an obligation to the organization, you have an obligation to one another, that you perform whatever duties, whatever your role is, whatever your task is, you perform those to the best of your capability. And that's, you know, the great organizations, the great teams, the great professionals, they do that regardless of the circumstances.
But is there a little bit more spring in the step when you're in a position like you are in right now?
I think it's all based on the individual. You know, it's based on the individual. Everybody's different.
Is Mike interested back with the team?
Like I said, the players will be in the building today at three different times. So we'll see.
In terms of Sam Brenner, I know you said after the game that you basically made the changes to the offensive line to put the team in the best position to win, and I get that. But why Sam Brenner, a guy who just got promoted off the practice squad, starting his first NFL game, instead of Dallas Thomas or Danny Watkins or somebody, you know, some of the other more experienced or more high-profile guys?
Well, we've been keeping our eye on Sam for a long time. Dallas Thomas gets most of his work as an offensive tackle. That's where his vast majority of his practice reps go. And Brenner gets the vast majority of his at guard. And he's been progressing very well. And as you mentioned, the only real other factor, doesn't matter, we just felt like that was would give us the best chance to win. And there was really nothing more than that.
With as late as obviously Pouncey's issue came up, Garner, have any idea during the week that he'd start at center, or is this kind
Well, he gets reps all the time at center. I mean, that's not a new thing. So he has to prep all the time at center. So he's in my time here, he's, you know, played a game and played well at tackle. He's played a game and played well at guard. And he's played a game and played well at center. So that's, you know, we're very fortunate to have a guy like Nate Garner.
Joe, there have been a lot of questions swirling about, including which direction this team is going this season. What did you learn about this team yesterday?
I told him the same thing after the game that I told him after the Tampa Bay game. You know, I think I've said to you guys, you either believe in each other and you believe and have confidence in one another, or you don't. And the NFL is such that you can't fluctuate week to week based on outcomes all the time. It gets that's a, you know, up and down road. So I felt confident that this was the type of game it was going to be. I think I said to you guys earlier last week that if the Chargers play kind of like they've been playing and we play kind of like we've been playing, you know, we'll probably go down to the fourth quarter, who makes more plays, and it'll be a tight game. You know, I think our guys, we watched the film. I thought the effort by our players was good. I thought they hustled and gave good effort. We still got a lot of room for improvement, a lot of things we have to do better. But, I'm not surprised that they came out and played hard.
Coach, what did the tape show on the rushing defense yesterday, specifically the long run they had? Where was the breakdown on that play?
We over-pursued on one hand and under-pursued on the other. They did a good job blocking at the point of attack. We actually had a blitz called into that particular formation that they had. And the back hit the crease right at the perfect spot. It was a nice run. It was well executed by them. But, you know, we clearly have to do a better job. We had to get it off blocks. Our pursuit angles weren't very good, and that's why we have 51 yards?
Joe, a few more questions, guys.
How did Garner stack up compared to the performance you normally get out of the center position?
Yeah, he played well. He played well, did a good job. He was, the big thing we want from our centers and is the communication phase. You know, let's get the scheme set, whether it's run or pass. It's what guard am I working with, which way we slide, and those type of things. And I thought he was point on. He was very poised. He was good on the sidelines, the guys. And, I thought he did. I thought he did a good job.
I'm optimistic about Clay and how we do this year, but has he surprised you at all, his performance? Is he out exceeding your expectations?
No, I mean, like I said, he's a guy that's been working hard since day one of training camp, and it's always good. You always like to see players, you know, working hard, get rewarded with performing well on the field. And again, I don't have it in front of me, but he took an 8-yard pass and turned it into a 39-yard pass, and those help. Those make things a little bit easier in the game when you can get players to kind of step up and make those type of plays. It's always beneficial.
Chris and then Adam, then we got to go.
Fourth quarters, is it as simple as making plays and not making plays? It seems in the losses, you know, you've had the Terrell Suggs, Elmas Dumervil, Mario Williams, and then you've had, you know, Brent Grimes making plays. And is it that simple in your victories and losses? Is fourth quarter coming through enough?
I mean, it seems to be. I mean, you know, as you watch the film, again, I don't know if I shared this with you last week or not, but and we've had two. We've been in more four or less games than just about anybody in football since the beginning of last year. And so, you know, why we end up in that spot, you could debate. You know, we didn't particularly execute well in this quarter or that quarter, and the opponent could say the same thing. But the facts of the matter are we're in a bunch of close games. And, you know, every snap is important. Every possession is important. You know, and minimizing mistakes is important. And playing penalty-free is important. You know, you just look at the fourth quarter in Tampa Bay. You know, we get an unnecessary roughness call. We field a punt on the 5-yard line. You know, we get set. You know, those things come back to haunt you in the fourth quarter. And certainly weren't perfect last night in the fourth quarter, but we made a couple plays.
And last one, we got to go after Adam.
To my untrained eye, it seems Clay was playing a lot better the last 3 weeks. Have you noticed the same, or what can you attribute to him?
He's doing well. You know, the matchups have been good. His pass sets have been better, I think. And, I think he's just, you know, the guy's a pro. He's been at it for a long time. You know, he's not going to radically change his fundamentals or his techniques at this stage of his career. But I think he's been maybe a little more detailed in his preparation, and it's paid off on the field.